Here's a question for you, Christina, and it's from Jim.
Have we ever done surgery in space?
Nice. So you've talked about the possibility of doing CPR. What would happen if you tried to operate on somebody?
Yeah, so this is a really hot topic at the moment for missions to Mars and things like that. So on the space station, it'd be too risky. We wouldn't do surgery in space because we have the option to evacuate and bring them back home. For example, if someone had an appendicitis, it's a great example and it's a hot topic. So we would start with antibiotics. We could use the ultrasound machine to sort of assess the severity, but ultimately we could bring them home. When it comes to Mars, we are 6 months away from Mars when Earth and Mars are at their closest. Anything could happen on the way there and anything could happen whilst you're there. So we do need surgical capability and microgravity on the way there and once we're there. The thing is, with surgery in space, fluids, obviously in microgravity, that's a danger. Bloods and body fluids floating around and contaminating the ISS. Wound healing is also slower in space. And, you know, it just wouldn't have the same resources as we do on Earth if things went wrong. So a really interesting sort of debate about this is, should we prophylactically remove people's appendixes and gallbladders, you know, the non-essential
organs? Surely not.
It's a really interesting debate because we have to weigh up the complications that could occur in space versus the complications of, you know, a surgery here. But it's leaning more towards not doing it because there's ethics around it and also post-op complications. And then the probability of it even happening. And now we have antibiotics, which could obviously maybe cure it anyway. So I think they're leaning more towards not removing it. But it's an interesting debate.
The other thing that's foremost in my mind is the infection control implications of doing surgery in space. Because you chop into somebody, you're going to create this aerosol of sort of spray, if you like, of body fluids and blood. Now, when we do this in an operating theatre, gravity intervenes and it all runs off the table and onto the floor and onto the surgeon's feet, and then you can clean the shoes off and everyone's a winner. But you do that in space, everyone's going to be breathing in bits of you, aren't they?
Yeah, that's what I mentioned earlier about fluids floating around and stuff like that. So I know they are developing surgical workstations and they're having to take these things into account, like watertight vacuums and things like that. And again, your immune system sort of dwindles a little bit in space as well. So there's so many things to consider, but ultimately the answer is yes, we need to be prepared for surgery in space.
We're going to have to go there.
Yeah, which is interesting.
And one wonders, though, if, because you've injured yourself, I see, with your skiing exploits. Yeah, you've got your left arm in a swing. Yeah. What was the cause of that?
Not being very good at snowboarding is essentially the answer to that question.
Snowboarding's got a lot to answer for, hasn't it? Because the last guest we had on the programme was the Regius Professor of Botany from the University of Glasgow, and he'd broken both of his legs at Chamonix, he said.
And that's where I was as well.
Was that where you were? It must be a bad year for it.
Yeah.
But you think often treating people who've had orthopaedic type injuries is a big headache because of weight bearing, whereas in space, I suppose, there might be a benefit actually to fixing broken things because people wouldn't have to weight bear on them when they're most painful.
Well, actually, I was reading something about this and it's hypothesised that bone healing from, say, a fracture actually might be a bit slower in space because we don't have mechanical loading and then we don't have cartilage formation. They're doing a lot of research into that as well because, you know, the bones become weaker in space, so you are most susceptible to a fracture, but actually it might not heal as well either because you don't have the weight of gravity to load and rebuild the cartilage.
So it'd be less painful, but a less good healing outcome.
Yeah, exactly.
Ultimately.
Yeah.
Thanks, Christina.